This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
The song we've just heard was from a new talent on the scene, someone by the name of Jade Talbot, and it was called 1000 Sundowns. We're going to find out a little bit about that shortly, because my special guests on Bent Notes tonight are two artists, two jazz artists from, I could almost say, different ends of the career.
No way.
No way indeed.
Oh,
because
way.
Starting career and mid-career. How would that be?
That'll do.
That'll do. Excellent. Can I get away with that one maybe? I'll just fix that up in the edit. Welcome back to Bent Notes, Chris McNulty.
Ah, it's a pleasure to be here, David, even though you just tried to nearly call me and...
I didn't mean it in that respect. And Jade Talbot, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Jade, you're relatively new to the world of entertainment.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So I'm 20 years old, still studying at the VCA. Done a couple of gigs around Melbourne, been a couple of bands, and just still kind of exploring, I guess, my sounds and trying to write as much as I can and just take in as much information as I can and
oh, wonderful.
See where it goes. Yeah. It's a very, very early career, though.
How do you find writing? What do you use for inspiration when you're writing?
I tend to draw, I think, a lot from the people in my life. I think people are interesting. I'm a very, like, watcher of people, I guess. It's a tough one, though. Writing's hard for me still. Lyrics especially are still, you know, puzzling together words is tricky. But you draw inspiration from your idols and it just comes out, I guess, sometimes.
VCA student?
Yes.
What are you studying for?
Well, I only came into jazz later in my teen years because I went to VCAS, which is the Victorian College of the Arts Secondary School, in year 12. So I was only there for a year, and when I got there, I'd come from the country. I was a country girl out in Gippsland. So I guess coming to VCAS, I was like, oh my God, all these people are so good. And you come, you know, you're kind of a big fish out in the country, and then you come to the school in the city, and it's like, man, these kids are good. And I came into jazz, and I loved how free you could be when you improvise, and even just with melodies, I didn't realize you could be so, free with melodies and singing, and it just was so enjoyable. So I thought, I just got to keep doing it. I'm not going to go into an arts degree and just, you know, do something I don't like.
Though. Well, very important to get something that you can do, that you can enjoy and that you can continue on. Do you have in your mind at this stage an objective, or do you have a short-term objective that you know will lead you elsewhere as time goes by?
Do you mean like career-wise?
Yeah, career-wise.
I want to kind of spread a message of supporting mental health. That would be a big one for me because it's something that I've struggled with for a number of years, and I just hopefully as my career keeps going, I would hope to stay true to who I am and not lose the kind of humbleness, I guess. And the goal would be to eventually record an album. What's the word? Like more structural things rather than conceptual. It would be, to record an album and get my name out there a bit.
At VCA at the moment, and you're saying that you've come to jazz later in your young life so far. What aspect of jazz is it that's caught your attention?
The freedom in it. It's just you can... Some of the things I've done just in jam sessions or whatever have just been complete craziness, and I think that really resonates with me because I can often feel a bit crazy. So I guess the freedom and the fun in it was just what got it for me.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Chris, freedom and fun, does that fit in with your experiences in the jazz world or in the entertainment world?
Freedom and fun and no freedom and no fun. I mean, no, it can be all of those things because I was off the mic. I'm rarely off the mic when I'm singing. Yeah, I was just going to add in there, you know, the difference between you coming from the country to Melbourne and me coming from Australia to New York was the same kind of thing, like, oh-wee. So that was quite a long time ago. So, yeah, freedom and fun. Freedom and fun is in the music, of course, always. It's not in the business, though.
That's the part I don't know about yet.
The business thing is kind of really has become progressively more that you have to be a very good business person, an entrepreneurial. Just putting the series together took a huge amount of work just to come up with a program, find a space that would take it, try to make sure it kind of had a momentum, had a kind of a flavour. But I mean, I wanted it to be all about vocal jazz musicians, improvisationary, is that a word?
It is
compositional. I'm just going to make them up as I go. That's creative, right?
Yeah.
So. We should say, of course, that the project you're talking about is an evening of vocal jazz artistry, which you've put together. It's your entrepreneurialism. That's a new word.
We're doing well, aren't we?
it's your enthusiasm to put this series together.
It's my desperation.
Oh, desperation.
Enthusiasm. The enthusiasm will come from the creative process of hearing these beautiful collaborations. But the thing about doing this was that this was in the mission statement. You'll see that I actually put this kind of thing together in New York with coming out of very different camaraderie, a very, very, very tight supportive environment in the States and in New York in general. So I wanted to feel after 2.5 years of being in Melbourne town to kind of see whether I could, bring that spirit and extract something from the environment here to kind of make that happen. So my inspiration came from New York environment and seeing lots of incredibly off-the-cuff performances with, you know, somebody performing, and then when you have other vocalists in the audience, you always acknowledge them, always. You always acknowledge your great colleague friends and you make a big deal about it, and then you never have any problems just calling them up. And so there's some beautiful things that I've heard or been a part of, and I've not found anything like that in Australia yet, and I'm looking to make sure it happens if I don't do anything else.
You've certainly got things underway, because this looks like an amazing program. You've put together, at this stage, the first series is 6 evenings where you're putting two vocalists together each of those evenings. Have you had a particular selection process to get these two vocalists on each night?
Well, what did I do? I created a group and I invited as many vocalists, vocal jazz musicians, to that group, let them know what I was going to do, and I was really making it clear that whatever I put together, my plan was to just make it ongoing, so whoever wasn't on that first series is going to be on one. And then I just thought about the collaborative element. I thought about, first of all, what two vocal jazz musicians together would be really cool, what would work with the same trio for both, knowing that they're going to have to pack, they're going to have to choose the musicians, and like have it eclectic but also meld. So that means that they'd have to be able to collaborate together in a natural, organic way, but also that their performances separately would be unique. So it's not just about a collaborative thing, it's also a set each, and I've left it open. They can collaborate in both sets or just at the end of the second set. But they're two separate performances and there's a collaborative element.
So we get to see the performers do their own thing.
Yeah.
And then we get to see them work together to create something new.
Yeah, and it also, what happens here is that I tried to do this in plenty of time, so those collaborations were also approved by the vocal jazz musicians. I didn't just do it off and say, this is who you're doing it with. I had conversations off the record, so things were all cool. So everybody that's doing it, in the 12 vocalists, are all very happy with who they're doing it with, even though they may not have ever sung with them, ever performed or collaborated before, and some are coming from out of state. They're probably going to do some stuff, you know.
That's some of the fun, I think, isn't it, to have people working together that have never worked before together, because they're going to have to think differently.
Yeah, well, we do this constantly as jazz musicians touring the world. I turn up with my music and I'm playing with musicians. I'm meeting them for the first time on the bandstand or at the sound check or for a 2-hour rehearsal. But with vocalists, we have to think about it slightly differently. So yeah, it's going to be fantastic. I'm really excited about it.
My guests on Bent Notes tonight are Chris McNulty and Jade Talbot.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
My guests on Bent Notes are Chris McNulty and Jade Talbot. They're here to talk about an evening of vocal jazz artistry. Jade, you're paired, that's the right word for it, isn't it?
Yes.
With Amelia Evans. Have you seen Amelia Evans' work?
Yes, I have. I've actually known Amelia since year 11. So that would be 2000 and 14 for me, because we did the Victorian State School Spectacular together, if you've heard of
right.
that show.
I have indeed.
Back in the old high school days,
that,
yeah.
That's a regular occurrence on television.
Yes,
big
it
thing.
Is. Yeah. Big thing. So I met Amelia through that, and her career is just like winning the James Morrison Award last year. I think she's currently recording an album now. She's just taken off, so I'm super excited to sing with her again. I think it's going to be really great.
I was running the ensemble in the first year ensemble at Monash, and she was one of the singers, Amelia.
Mm.
I got to hear her in her first year, so it's...
I haven't heard her sing for a while, though, so I'm very excited to hear how she's progressed, because I remember just being blown away. It's spectacular.
So she's had a few years of extra tuition since then, as you have as well.
Yes.
Mm. So this will be two young, vibrant and enthusiastic voices making great music. What have you done, Chris, in terms of the backing musos for these evenings? What have you got in play?
There's no such thing as backing musicians for these vocal jazz musicians. They're collaborating with the musicians.
Collaborative
as well.
Musicians.
So we have left it to each of the collaborating artists to choose their musicians.
Oh, wow.
But we kept it down to a trio, because otherwise nobody will make any money. So we need to kind of just say trio, I don't care what it is. It could be cello, guitar and percussion, or
could be
just piano, bass and drums. It could be anything that you choose. But it has to kind of work for both of the artists. So it's kind of cool. I'm leaving it up to them. I said, if you need any help, I'll step in and try to, you know, cook up something. But so far they're doing a pretty good job.
A great way of getting musicians together, vocalists to A, work together, but then B, to agree on what's going to happen in the background. It's not the band that's going to drive them, it's the vocalists driving the band.
Well, they're all really excellent vocal jazz musicians, and the younger students who are, you know, coming out as really fine young artists, I already saw that they were capable of taking care of business. So I'm going to put my trust in their ability. Nobody's had a problem. They're just going for it. So it's really... I've already got the lists of all the musicians, so it's a done deal.
Marvellous. Mm. Now, you start kick off on the 24th of April, and then you're doing it weekly for 6 weeks?
Yeah, it was meant to be 8 weeks, but we ran into the Melbourne International Jazz Festival,
yep.
So we had to finish. So the next one, which I'll do in September, will be 8 weeks, so it'll be the full length. But the first one is a Tuesday, but every other night is a Wednesday night in May. So.
And we should say it's at the Jazz Lab, which is a beautiful space.
It is. It's a great space. It's really got that kind of element, a mix of the both rooms from Bennett, so it's kind of cool.
It has indeed.
And that first collaboration, of course, is Gian Slater and
Josh Kyle.
That's going to be sensational. They're all of them. I can't think of
Let's go through them. Gian Slater, Josh Kyle for the 24th of April. Julie O'Hara and Olivia White on the 2nd of May.
Olivia is a student at Monash, and she's a really wonderful, wonderful vocal musician, and she's in her third year, so she's...
Liv and I are actually good friends.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh.
She learns off Julie O'Hara, so that's going to be a great pairing.
Which is why I paired them. I wanted to show some mentor-student thing, and whoever was really up for that jumped in.
Great way to do things.
Yeah.
On the 9th of May, Michelle Nicole and Anita Wardell.
That's going to be killing.
It will indeed.
The bebopper scatters.
16th of May, Amelia Evans and Jade Talbot.
Gorgeous.
On the 23rd of May, Ben Gillespie and Louisa Rankin.
Oh, that's just going to be so... I didn't know this cat, Ben Gillespie, till I heard him on a vocal thing that James Mustafa put together. And I was like, wow, what an icon. What an amazingly unique vocalist.
What's unique about his style, Chris?
He's a real true blue Aussie.
Oh,
he's
really?
He's got that whole thing that's just so... I've never heard a jazz vocalist that's kind
so
of
like
got
hey
that...
So like, hey again, kind of...
Oh,
that
wow.
That kind of Australian, do you mean?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of silly in a way to say that it's just that I don't know how to... I've never heard anything like Ben Gillespie. I just think he's uniquely... extraordinary.
So that will be a unique night to see indeed.
Yeah.
And then on the 30th of May, the last night of this particular series, Lee Carriage and Tom Barton.
Lee Carriage is a beautiful vocal musician that heads the vocal department at Southern Cross University. And Tom Barton, who I only just found out about when I was putting this together, is just a really wonderful vocalist who uses looping devices. That's going to be quite a collaboration.
That will be very interesting, with a bit of looping in there as well.
Some looping. Oh, I've got to get my looper out now.
I saw some looping a little while ago with Madeline and Salomon. It was very, very well done.
Oh, it's fun. It's so fun if you're really into layering and coming up with different counter rhythms, and then you can really have a lot of fun.
Know that I'd have the patience for it to do it myself.
Well...
Nor the voice, but that's a different question entirely.
Well, I've forgotten how to use mine, so I'm going to be calling Tom.
Okay. Well, wander along and watch him work, and then come in and do a voice loop for us in studio.
We could do that without a looper. Next time we come in, we'll do it.
Okay, let's do that. And we certainly want to get you back for the September series as well. Hear about that once that's all locked in and set to go.
Oh, yeah. I hope everybody comes out and supports this.
So the details for the Evening of Vocal Jazz Artistry available at the Jazz Labs website, which is jazzlab.club. Dates, times, tickets, all that type of stuff. It's at, 27 Leslie Street in Brunswick, isn't it?
It is, just off Sydney Road.
Right next to Brunswick Station too.
Yes.
Easy to get to.
Easy to get to in all modes of traffic. Parking's not too bad over there either.
Parking's fine.
Thank you both so much, Jade Talbot and Chris McNulty, for popping into Bent Notes. Really do appreciate your time, and we do look forward to seeing the Vocal Jazz Artistry Series at the Jazz Lab. Corey, I heard
That's
Rex.
That's right. That was Rex coming in
what
to tell
Rex
us
want?
We've got a message with a question that says, what three discs would both of you, our guests, like? Oh, what would you take on a desert island?
Well, there we
why?
Go. We've still got Chris and Jade in studio, and they've had just a little moment or two to think about the three discs that they would take to a desert island. Let's start with the first one from you, Chris.
We just couldn't leave. It's just so beautiful here. Charles Lloyd, Lift Every Voice.
Jade, your first choice?
My first choice was actually Lemonade by Beyoncé. Yeah. I have listened to that so many times already, and I just love it.
Marvellous.
Yeah.
Chris, your second?
Chap One, Sam McNulty. Strange Frequencies. Could not leave my son out.
Definitely not. Jade?
Exposure by Esperanza Spalding, which was that album she released last year, and it was like a one-off. You had to pre-order it, and she wasn't going to sell it anywhere else, and she recorded it all in like 72 hours or something like that.
A wonderful
mind-blowing
album.
Mind-blowing
Chris,
album.
Your third album.
Michael Brecker, Cityscape.
Oh, now Jade's torn for her third album.
I kind of want to say a sax player too, but I had Aretha, anything by Aretha written down.
Marvellous.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I was going to say, could we just please put Aretha in there?
There we go, 317. The answers to your question, the three discs that Chris and Jade would take with them to a desert island. You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.